A bird that gets insects out of trees is called a...
A becker?
Mm-hmm. How about a bird that flies at night?
Bat. A bat is one, huh?
Well, a bat's a rodent, really, but how about a bird?
Well, owl.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What are some other birds that we have around here?
Oh, gosh, we've got everything in the world in this area right here. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They drive me nuts sometimes. The dove, yes. Mockingbirds.
Yeah.
And, of course, the old sparrows. There's not many sparrows, man. I think they run them off. We have lots of robins. And,
mm-hmm.
And,
which is strange, because I grew up and there weren't a lot of robins, but all of a sudden we start seeing robins.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I think that they make sparrows persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I think they just flat run them off.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, we'll hear a thump. You know that, boy, these birds, they see something they don't like, and doves do the same thing. Top get him, and he'd runs into the glass window.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What are some snakes that we have around here?
Yeah, of course, the good old rattlesnake. But, well, they have king snakes, bull snakes, garter snakes. I don't think we have copperheads here. I've never heard of them in here.
I don't think so either.
And there are a few water moccasins near the river.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not many, but I've heard of them being there.
What about that? When you go fishing, you dig for?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. What are some local fish that we can fish for?
Oh, that... Well, believe it or not, there are a few places here that have trout, and even down in the Skagit.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to stock them in the fall, in mm-hmm. the winter, but then, of course, they...
Yeah, it's too hot for them in the summer,
it's too hot for
them.
But then, of course, there's crappie, sunfish, bass, catfish, a lot of catfish out
mm-hmm.
in the river.
What are the little amphibians that hop around after a rain called?
Frogs.
What are the big ones in the drainage ditch called?
Well, those are bullfrogs.
Okay. What about the ones that live most of their life on the land?
Well, those are, you talking about frogs or toads?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some lizards that we have? Do you know the names of any of the lizards?
Not really. We have probably 8 or 10 different species around here. You see them in different colors.
What about that little fat lizard that looks...
Horny toad?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those anymore?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But they are, I think they are protected species now because
yeah.
they have become more and more scarce. And they are unique.
It's too bad. They really
and
are.
We used to catch them all the time and we never harmed them. It was kind of fun to show off.
They're really cute. Because they don't run away right
That's
away.
Right.
They're easy to catch.
Yeah, they're easy to catch and they're so completely harmless that once you, as a kid, when you lose your fear of them, well, they're really fun to show off.
Mm-hmm. What do we get pearls from?
Oysters. A little overdone, oysters. Right?
Where did you get that pronunciation from, oysters? Where's
well,
that coming
from? Really, I've heard people say that.
Uh-huh. In Texas?
Well, you know, we go someplace and they'd say, yeah, we have some good oysters. I used
That's
to think
really
that
great.
Was one of the greatest dishes in the world was raw oysters.
Oh, yeah,
but
you have to be careful.
Well, I'm going to say I've learned to fear them now.
Well, what's the rule? I forget the rule. Is it you're supposed to eat them in a month with an R, or you're not supposed to eat them in a month with an R?
It's supposed to be a month, and they are like June